Horny magic completely changed my D&D character, and I'm fuming over it. This is just to vent, and I'm feeling pretty frustrated. In our last session, I was going to go off on a small mission with a couple other party members while the rest hung back and rested and crafted. Our artificer lent me his automaton, just in case we needed extra support. My character, a druid with respect for allies and life in general, asked what the robot's name was to address her properly. 01, the artificer said. I replied and I said that it feels wrong, that she deserves a name for all the help that she's been on our travels. He gave me the okay to name her. Once the cleric and I decided on Eve, I spoke her name to her, and the automaton bit me. What I wasn't aware of was the fact that the automaton is a Mamano creature from the Monster Girl Encyclopedia, which I'm not really a fan of in the campaign, but it's ultimately up to the DM. I was then infected with said Mamano magic. I failed a con save, and I completely transformed. I was a Firbolg, but the Mamano, which is, essentially, horny magic, completely altered my character. I am now a Dryad from said Monster Girl Encyclopedia. I'm basically a slim, thick tree lady, which I don't mind. The part I do mind, however, is the fact that my character cannot control herself around males she is even slightly attracted to, and quite literally pounces on them the moment she sees them. She now infects the males with this Mamano, which pumps them full of pheromones and does the diddly deed of procreating, and no one can do anything to stop her. Not even me. So, of course, an attractive, per the DM, vampire walks into the room shortly after I was bitten, and my character immediately mates with him and becomes pregnant. My baby was wished away by our genie sorcerer, bless his heart. But I do not want this at all. I don't want to be a killjoy, but it was rather uncomfortable for me to sit there in front of my group while the DM is laying out the scene of me viciously going to town on this vampire. Beforehand, my character was a virgin for background reasons, and I had intended for her to stay that way so that she may dedicate her life to restore the balance of the world. I think I'm extra butthurt about it because I'm so attached to the character that I made and how much I've built her up over the last year. She's a level 12 druid and level 6 monk for reference. Not to mention, the cleric was also infected because, apparently, I want to infect females with this magic and transform them too. And it's out of my control, since the Mamano apparently takes full control like raging pheromones. I'm so upset. I'm ready to burn my character sheet and just make a new character that is a menace and an asshole just despite the DM. I'm not really sure how to address this, because the rest of the party, aside from myself and the cleric, seem to be okay with it. I don't want to be a buzzkill, but I just really disagree with the fact there was no consent on my part to make this transformation. And the physical part, I don't mind at all. I like the idea of being a cool tree creature, but the other parts, I don't like. I knew this magic existed in our world, and we've even come across a portal to this Mamano dimension, but I did not know that I could be infected and transformed this way. I didn't really want to kill the fun, but now my fun has been killed. We didn't have a session zero. This is the first campaign for a lot of the players involved, myself included, and I didn't even know what a session zero was until someone explained it to me. The DM really isn't a bad guy, otherwise we wouldn't be associated. He's just not great at communicating, and felt like he didn't think to talk about the stuff beforehand because he grew up in a very sex-positive household, and doesn't realize that not everyone is comfortable with it the way he is. A lot of y'all are accusing the DM of being a rapist or creepy, and that's just not the case. Can he be pervy? Sure, but he's never made me feel threatened or unsafe. I also don't believe him to be pushing his fetishes onto us, as we've been friends for a while and he hasn't done anything to make me feel uncomfortable up until this one incident in the campaign. So please stop accusing him of these terrible things, because he's not a terrible person and wouldn't do that. I genuinely believe that he just wasn't aware of how uncomfortable this might make someone, and I myself have had a hard time setting these boundaries. It makes me sad to see that so many people are quick to make these harsh assumptions about someone they don't know, and if I'm being honest, he's staying true to the source material that he drew all of this from. I just found myself wishing it wasn't part of the campaign, or that we had talked about it and set boundaries before all this happened. Truthfully, I would trust this guy to protect me from the kind of monster some of y'all seem to think he is. I appreciate the input and insight, but I'd appreciate if you could chill out on the accusations. Thank you. Unfortunately, we weren't able to talk to the DM in person as we had initially planned. That being said, I've read a lot of your comments. A lot of them seemed really harsh and kind of mean at first. But after sleeping on it, and all the feedback so far, all of it has given me a different perspective. Cleric and I bumped heads together on a lengthy message that I sent to the DM, essentially telling him that we feel sexualized, very uncomfortable, and that we will walk away from this campaign if he's not willing to fix this mess or reverse it all. I also let him know that he stepped way over the line by forcing our characters to assault NPCs and become pregnant and not giving us a chance to get out of it. Neither of us are okay with it, and the party members that we spoke to don't like it either. I even asked him if he would consider removing the Mamano altogether, because it's just unnecessary and inappropriate in the group setting. Thank you all so much for your feedback and all the different perspectives. It really helped us understand the depth of the issue, and I feel like we were able to put a good message together for him that covered all the bases. He hasn't read the message yet, but I'll update when we get a response. Either this issue gets fixed, or we walk and start a new game without all this mess. And I'm fairly certain that three other party members would leave with us if that were the case. We are pretty confident that the DM will be understanding and will be willing to fix this. Well, the DM responded, and I'm just disappointed and done with the campaign. To be clear, he didn't victim blame or get upset. He even offered to take the Mamano out of the campaign, but that's literally it. No apology, and didn't even acknowledge the problem. I sent him another message letting him know that I'm disheartened and disappointed, that he didn't acknowledge the problem at all, and I'm done with the campaign and our friendship. His response, I was drinking, and I won't do that again, sorry. I don't even think he read the whole message that I sent, which is another no. This pretty much just tells me that he's not capable of understanding the problem, which means he's incapable of truly holding himself accountable in these situations. I know that he is sorry, and I appreciate that he's not being a jerk. But if he isn't mature enough to understand the heart of the issue, then I honestly don't think I can be friends with someone like that. I'm 25 and he's 27. There's a certain level of integrity, maturity, and mutual respect to be had in friendships at our age, at least by my standards. And if there can't be that solid foundation, then there can't be a friendship. And I'm not sticking around for this campaign to continue spiraling to the next time he gets drunk at a session. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone for their feedback and support. You guys forced me to face a hard truth, and I believe I'm better for it. I didn't want to give up on this campaign, but the issues run much deeper than one crazy session. And as painful as the realization was, y'all were right. Me and the cleric are out, and likely taking our genie sorcerer and paladin with us into a brand new campaign. I'll probably still run a druid, just not the rapey, sex-crazed monster kind. D&D is supposed to be an environment for shared storytelling, fun, adventures, and good times. It isn't for you to insert your anime kinks onto your players without their consent or ability to stop the creepiness you are forcing onto their characters. The DM crossed multiple lines and hopefully learned a valuable lesson from his players leaving the table. Tell me what you think in a comment down below. Before we take our leave, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, All Things D&D. Stay tuned for more amazing Dungeons & Dragons content every week.